భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాస తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 20 టైటిల్ ద రెయినీ సీజన్ అండ్ ఆటమ్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 9. శ్రుత్వా పర్జన్య నినదం మండుక ససృజ గిర తుష్ణిం శయన ప్రాక్ యద్వాద్ బ్రాహ్మణ నియమ ఆత్యయే. శ్రుత్వా పర్జన్య నినదం మందుకాసర్జుర్గిరా తుష్ణిం శయన ప్రాగ్యద్వాద్ బ్రాహ్మణ నియమాత్మయే. శ్రుత్వా పర్జన్య నినదం మందుకాసర్జుర్గిరా తుష్ణిం శయన ప్రాగ్యాద్వాత్ బ్రాహ్మణ నియమాత్మయే. శ్రుత్వా పర్జన్య నినదం మండుకాసర్జుర్గిరా తుష్ణిం శయన ప్రాగ్యాద్వాత్ బ్రాహ్మణ నియమాత్మయే. నియమమాత్మయే శ్రుత్వా హియరింగ్ పర్జన్య of the rain clouds. Ninadam, there is sounding. Mandukaha, the frogs. Sashrujo, emitted. Gira, their sounds. Toshnim, silently. Shahanaha, lying. Prag, previously. Yadvad, just as. Brahmanaha, Brahmana students. Niyama Athyaye, after finishing their morning duties. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The frogs, who had all along been lying silent, suddenly became croaking when they heard the rumbling of the rain clouds. In the same way that Brahmana students who perform their morning duties in silence begin reciting their lessons when called by their teacher. Purport. Srila Prabhupada comments, after the first rainfall, when there is a thundering sound in the clouds, all the frogs begin to croak, like students suddenly engaged in reading their studies. Students are generally supposed to rise early in the morning. They do not usually rise of their own accord, however, but only when there is a bell sounded in the temple or in the cultural institution. By the order of the spiritual master, they immediately rise, and after finishing their morning duties, they sit down to study the Vedas or chant Vedic mantras. Similarly, everyone is sleeping in the darkness of Kali Yuga, but when there is a great Acharya, by his calling only everyone takes to the study of the Vedas to acquire actual knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhisyam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Padati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhuya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The frogs, who had all along been lying silent, suddenly began croaking when they heard the rumbling of the rain clouds. In the same way that Brahmana students, who perform their morning duties in silence, begin reciting the lessons when called by their teacher. So in this chapter titled Rainy Season and Autumn from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10th, we have been hearing about the description of seasons. The previous two verses also describes the nature of especially rainy season. Now Shastras say that just like the seasons are changing, everything keeps changing. Modes of nature also keep changing that we experience in our life. Morning, what modes are working, afternoon, evening. But especially rainy season is said that it's something very close to Kali Yuga. Why? One sense, rainy season causes a lot of inconvenience. There is so much of dampness. So it is compared here. So the analogy given here in the previous verses and again today's verse, the 2 days back verse, it says that just like during rainy season you see greeneries, but mind you, those greeneries are not permanent. It is temporary. Similarly, material prosperity is temporary. Don't get carried away by that, because the greenery is what you see in rainy season is covered by clouds. So material prosperity also, if it's covered by clouds of ignorance, it is not going to last long. It will only lead to frustration, disappointment. But again, in that darkness, you don't see proper light, you don't see the moon, the stars, the real luminaries. Then who becomes prominent in that? The glowworms. The glowworms are the one who are misleading the society. We all can see in this so-called material civilization how everything is becoming godless. Even in the name of religion, it is becoming godless. So the glowworms are becoming more and more prominent. And people who don't have knowledge, they get misled. So as in Bhagavatam it is said, the nature of Kali Yuga is Prayana Alpa Ayusha Sabhya Kalo Asmin Yugejana Manda So Manda Mathoyo Manda Bhagya Upadrita. This is the nature of people who will be living in this type of darkness. Their lifespan will be short, they will be lazy, they will be misguided, they are unlucky, and they are always disturbed. This is something, always disturbed. Someone that day was telling me, a yoga therapist, even to make a person lie down and tell them, just relax, it's not possible. The body may relax, but what about the mind? The mind is so active that you can't even relax. So Bhagavatam already is predicted that Kali Yuga, this will be the nature. We all will be very disturbed. To be just peaceful in life will be a great blessing. If anyone is very peaceful in life, you ask, are you peaceful? It's a great, he is the richest man in the world. So anyway, but then today's verse it says that in that thundering of clouds, the frogs which are otherwise silent, they come out of the caves and they start croaking. Now this croaking, one sense, frog is not very auspicious species, but here it is compared that when it starts croaking, it is something very divine. It's something very auspicious, because when it does that, because of the hearing the thundering, It is compared to a Vedic school where in the morning the students, they are otherwise sleeping. But then as soon as the bell rings, they all get up and they take their morning duties and they start, finish their bath and sit there for chanting Vedic mantra. Now, this is compared to an acharya, as it is said that when there is a great acharya, by his calling, everyone takes to the study of the Vedas to acquire actual knowledge. I'm sure all of us who are assembled here immediately remember His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, right? So he was an acharya, he went to the Western world. In that darkness, he created. And how many of them they started, their life got transformed. So this is how even in a state where there is a darkness, ignorance, there is an hope that someone will be showing some light and how far it is effective, because the clouds are becoming more and more dark. But it is sure making difference to person who accepts it. His life completely changes. So it's very interesting to know that this croaking of frog, these analogies are not something which we on our own mental speculation try to do it. These are acharyas who are very self-realized. They can see truth and then they give their vision. We on our own can't give something and say that by seeing this, this is analogy, which sometimes we do in preaching. But these are the most original coming from the heart. So one sense there is little difference here, that croaking of the frog is divine, but same time Prabhupada another place gives an analogy that croaking of the frog is like, you know, unnecessary talking or gossip, you know, how the frogs make unnecessary sound, especially in the rainy season when they come out near the lakes and they start making this trrr, trrr. This is the sound of a frog, but is not useful to anyone. But so, once when Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, in different paramparas, why there is a contradiction? So Prabhupada said, there is no contradiction. So there is no contradiction. Because each self-realized soul, he sees the truth in a different angle. But truth is truth. He is leading everyone to truth. But the way he sees is different. So now here also that croaking of a frog, this is very important for all of us to understand that how we can relate croaking of a frog in our own life. The urge to speak is so strong. You must have heard this. You tell a person that you should fast today the whole day. But tell someone that you should not speak for the next half an hour. Which is more difficult? Not to speak. Because the urge is there. It is not that we are against speaking. Speech is a very powerful media. But what do you speak? What do you hear? Because this is a temple. But even in the temple, it is not necessary that always you hear Krishna Katha. Especially you, Sundays when there is a big crowd. I am sure you just walk around after the class is over. It is not necessarily Krishna Katha. Because the urge is more strong to speak anything other than Krishna Katha. Because you don't have taste to talk about Krishna Katha. So this is what is happening everywhere. You just step out, you see everywhere. The hoardings, they are speaking. Internet speaking. Television speaking. Novels, magazines, newspapers. Everyone is speaking. Early in the morning, people get up, go for a walk. They have to speak. If they are together, they have to speak. But the speaking will be something of no benefit to the person who is speaking, nor the one who is hearing. So it is said that when this frog, it croaks. Now when it croaks, it is croaking with all confidence that it has got the best thing in. That is the best. It wants all the attention and it says that this is the best. Actually, the frog is croaking for whom? It is croaking for the opposite sex. And how does it croak? It croaks thinking that so beautiful is mine. What I am going to speak is so beautiful, so important. And when he speaks like that, his stomach also starts bloating up like it. It just goes on bloating. And his head gets tilted up. And with all absorption he speaks and it bloats. And who is silent before that is the snake. Snake is silent. But when the frog makes this noise, the snake gets up. And when the snake gets up and looks, oh, this is the frog. He's making a sound. And that is the best meal for the snake. So the snake comes slithering slowly and the frog is absorbed. And the snake gulps the frog. How does it relate to us? So all these analogies are not just for the sake of speaking. The acharyas, they explain that in our own life, as soon as we taken birth, death is inevitable. The Kala Rupi Sarpa, the snake of time, as soon as you have taken birth, it has already caught hold of our feet. Already it's caught. Now only thing, this much part of the body is left. It's already caught. Now what is happening? Slowly it is taking insight. And what is making it worse? All the unnecessary talk going on in the world. All through, whether it is novels, magazines, newspapers, people, conversations, or reality show, or you name them, and with what pride they are speaking. Every channel is trying to compete that we have something more to speak. Wait, don't go anywhere. Come back. Every channel they just want to say something. But what is the use of all these things here? Is it beneficial? It's not that we are against television or against internet. Of course, how we use it. But when unnecessary things are spoken, it is only making the influence of time just swallow more. That's only different. So how is that Krishna Katha differs from this? So when a person is absorbed in either talking or hearing, when he speaks or he hears, that same thing which is the snake of time which is grasping him, it slowly gets relaxed. So he is released from the grasp of the influence of time in the form of snake, this analogy which is there. So because Krishna Katha, it liberates us from the bondage. It releases from the influence of time. It releases us from old age, disease and death. It takes us to the eternal world. Just like as it is mentioned here in the rainy season, the material prosperity, what is the use if it is covered with clouds of ignorance? Actually, prosperity should be with the ore sky, very clear, moon and stars being clearly seen. That is eternal life. That is immortality. That is real prosperity. So austerity, tapasya, all this should be performed for that prosperity. Otherwise in material life there is austerity, as it is said here. After the summer, summer is representing austerity. It is so hot. And then the rain comes. Of course, I am sure many of us are waiting. When will the rain come now? It's so hot. So it's an austerity in the summer. But when the rain comes, it's cooling. But that cooling is again compared to something still. You know, it is not the real happiness. So this is how here in this verse, that how, so what does it mean that when Kali Yuga is becoming more and more in ignorance, sometimes once this question was asked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Prithvi te acharati nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachara hoye murana. But the clouds are becoming more and more dark. So how is it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, which is like a moon and star, how the clouds have to disappear. But the clouds are becoming more and more dark. So will there be? But the answer given for this was, it is not mentioned that in every village and town, how many of them go to chant. But the prediction is that every town and village, there will be some people chanting. It's not that everyone will be chanting. So one sense, when we think about the way it is said that the acharyas, they come out, or the representatives, they come out. In Kali Yuga, when they come out, it's actually like carrying a lamp in the storm. You know, you carry a lamp in the storm is a big challenge, you know. How long does the lamp will last? Of course, a small lamp can also create a big fire. But the storm is so big, the influence of, especially the media, is so strong. The internet, the television, the movies, the entertainment industries, the sports, politics. Where is chance for, you know, this type of knowledge anyone interested in? So it's just, you go out, it will be. But still, this prediction is there. Prabhupada has done it. So this is how book distribution is the most important activity. Because through book distribution, whatever we preach, someone may forget after that. But someone carries the book, he reads it, his life gets transformed. So one person's life getting transformed is a great thing. Even one person. You must have heard about that. It's in the internet, it comes, this boy who on the seashore, the starfishes are all thrown out on the shore, and they are in hundreds, thousands, and this boy is picking up the starfish and throwing back into the ocean, and it comes back, and he again picks up, throws back, then he throws deep inside. So someone is watching. What difference does it make? So this boy said, yes, it doesn't make difference to so many of them here. But for this one, it makes a difference. One of them, it makes a difference, right? Threw it deep in the ocean. So this way, transformation may not be in that. But one person's life is transformed. His birth, the effort. So Kali Yuga, as it progresses, we are going to face this problem about how we are going to preach. So it is said here that people from all different faith, because they are otherwise silent in their own situation, whether they are Christians or they are followers of Islam or Sanatan Dharma, they should all come out and together preach, because real religion, there will not be any difference if there is any real understanding of religion. But all of them have their faith in God and peace and harmony. They should all come out together, just like the way it is said, the frogs which are silent, they come out, and then they together should create an impact in the society. This is what is said. It has also been predicted. Well, it is not because we are followers of Hare Krishnas. It's been predicted. Bhakti Charu Maharaj once, he was saying that it is prophesized that in the future there will be one God and one religion. It's very difficult to see now, but we don't know when. But there will be, and they will be all under one banner of Sanatan Dharma. It is said, so maybe it's not seen in the horizon anywhere happening like that, but it is predicted. So this is how coming out and preaching. So coming back to the point of this urge to speak is a very powerful thing which can make or break our spiritual life. As it is said, His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj, when he was conducting a seminar here he brought out this very point. Of course, I'm just bringing out one thing which really appealed to me. He said, when you don't have the urge to control your tongue and you speak unnecessarily, you are only creating animosity, misunderstanding, and you spoil your relationship. It's unnecessarily talking. We may say, but you don't know. Unnecessary talk, and you don't know, someone misunderstood. You can't just go and say that, but I didn't mean it like this. Because you'll never know that that person has misunderstood. But then it will go on for years that you said like this. That is because the urge. So that is why what is that three filter test of Socrates? This is something which we have heard you. When someone comes to you and says, do you know about this person? You know what he did? So what do you do usually? Our ears go up, now you want to hear. Yes, what is it? But Socrates says, three filter test. First you ask this person, is it true? So then he will say mostly, no, I heard about it. So you are not sure whether it's true. So I just heard about it. Okay, fine. You have failed the first test. Still you have two tests. Now, second, tell me, is it what you are going to tell me is good or bad? Oh, it is something bad. And it is, mostly it is bad. Always, and someone wants to say, do you know? That is something bad. Of course, it could be good. So if it is bad, then the second test also you have failed. So now only third test is left. If you pass this test, then I will hear you. If you don't, then I don't want to hear you. So what is the third test? What you are going to speak, is it beneficial to me? Now if it is not beneficial to me, that third test also you have failed. That means I don't want to hear anything. So this urge to speak and hear, here also is an urge, the speak you the hear also. But the significance of it and how it spoils our consciousness, how its consciousness gets spoiled and how it spoils relationship is something very important to think about. So anyway, we can go on talking about in Kali Yuga, so many reversals are there. But one thing to be remembered is, yes, there is still a lot of hope. No doubt, TV, movies, internet, magazines, novels, everyone wants to speak, not beneficial. Even in an interfaith conference, speaker who is ISKCON senior leader, he had gone as one of the participants. So his observation was that it's an interfaith, but he was seeing that the one who was supposed to speak, he will come on at his time, he'll climb up the dais, he will speak, and then he will walk out. So he is not interested at all in what others want to speak. Because he thinks that what he wants to say is the most important thing, that's all. I'm not interested. So this way everyone thinks that what he wants to say is the most important thing. But if it is not something beneficial, then it should not be spoken. So Krishna Katha directly in two forms. It is one in the instruction. Krishna is giving instruction. That is also important. And someone else is writing about Krishna's glories. That is Srimad Bhagavatam about this. So it is not that only we hear Srimad Bhagavatam and we are not interested in his Upadesh. So both should be heard to come out of this grasp of Kala, Rupi, Sarpa, the snake of time which is grasping everyone and slowly it is taking. So the only way is keeping ourselves absorbed, hearing, chanting. Of course that is not very practical the whole day, but whenever you get a chance, time, this is the only thing which can save anyone because it is beneficial. Because it is beneficial. That's the only thing which is beneficial. Direct katha. All other activities just binds. So His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj once, I think, in the airport, this was said by Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj, so he was with him. See the state of Kali Yuga, how? So in the airport, of course, someone was asking Bhakti Rasamrita, he was that time Devamrita Prabhu, his brahmachari. He asked him, what is he carrying? Oh, is it a fishing rod? Because Radhanath Maharaj was carrying rod. Obviously, don't have no knowledge. If your taste is, you know, what you see, what is there in your mind, that is what you see, right? Huh? So he may be a person who is interested in fishing. So he saw this danda. So is this a fishing rod? So that time, of course, Devamrita Prabhu, he thought what to answer him, you know. So he was thinking about even giving him a real philosophical answer that, you know, this is Tridanda, or, you know, this is surrender. He was just thinking about it, that what should I say? So immediately Radhanath Maharaj responded, yes, yes, it is a fishing rod. I fish in the troubled water. So this is what Acharyas or Prabhupadas, you know, they go around in the troubled waters. Of course, there is a saying in English, no, troubled water. So in the troubled water, you go for fishing, to fish people out of ignorance. That is what is fishing rod. So Kali Yuga, as it progresses, these are the things which, of course, I was very impressed by when we talk about media, and it is such a powerful thing. So this movie which was released and it really made a big stir, you know, oh my God. Because media is very strong. So this media, in this, so Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, very nice point you are saying, that if, because this media created such a stir, and many of them, I'm sure you all must have experienced, they come and confront you, and what is this? You are, I mean, why should we be religious? You know, this is the state of religion. So he was saying very nice that it's good that we didn't immediately react by saying that it's not like this. Then, you know, you are just like a fanatic, you know. But nicely he has responded through this book, which is titled Re-Answering Those Issues. So religion is misunderstood. Why it is misunderstood? Same again, because of the media. The media is sensationalizing things which will not ever mention about good things, but anything wrong going on, it will sensationalize, and people believe that, accept it. Of course, in this movie, things which should not be happening is definitely shown, but it's not said what it should be. That is not shown because they don't know. That is where religion comes. So in this connection, just two things, because this is a issue which we all will be, how is religion, many times it is said, there is this one thing, question he has said, that why should anyone pour milk and the milk over Shivaling or anything, and the milk is going down the drain. Is it, it will be nice to offer this milk to the beggars? Now, this is a very perfect logic, isn't it? Correct. So, but the truth is, as it is said here, that truth in the course of time gets distorted, because truth usually should be in Guru, Sishya, Parampara, it should go down. But in Kali Yuga, everyone has concocted a thing. Now, when you perform something which is not mentioned anywhere clearly, then it is a concoction. But the truth is that you offer bhoga to the Lord, and as prasad, you distribute to everyone. Now, there is a statistics given in this. Now, this is not known to the public, right? But it is there in the book. ISKCON as distributing every day 1.5 million meals. That comes to every second 179 meals. Now, does it come in the paper anywhere? Now, where does this desire come from? From religion, isn't it? People who are the followers of religion, they are developing compassion. They have these feelings that we should serve. So it has been done. Maybe it's a midday meal, or, you know, food for life. It is going on. So this is what is compassion, which actually is coming from religion. That is not said in the book. Similarly, it is said that does religion makes people violent? This is also a very strong thing. Now, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu very nicely explains it that in the history, if you see, the former USSR and China, they were China is still the communist country. You see that all the wars in this century, which has taken place, in these countries, 3 times more people have died. Now, they are atheistic countries. So, it is not that religion makes anyone violent. It is actually the people who are power hungry, they are craving for something, externally, resources, exploiting, and then there is killing. And all the wars which has taken place, even the 2 major world wars, there was no religion in it. Even the Korean, the Vietnam War, there was no religion involved. But on the other side, religion really makes someone very, very compassionate. But that is not shown. But only thing which is sensationalized by the newspaper is this. And this way people lose faith. And they say that all religion is something. It is not true. Just few weeks back I met one doctor. Now he is a very qualified doctor. Super speciality. But now he has a vision. Now where did he get this vision from? Mother Teresa. Now Mother Teresa had this vision about. Now Mother Teresa represents religion. She talks about that, you know, even the rich people are starving, they are the most lonely people, they are the most suffering. Mother Teresa is preaching. So he has got inspired from her and he has made this goal in his life that how to provide quality health care to the underprivileged. Now his aim is to make 30,000 beds in India. And what he does is, you know, he also takes money from people who can pay, gives them quality service, and he cross-subsidizes by giving it to the poor people. They get the same quality care. Now this is one man. But where is he getting inspiration from? Religion. Because religion makes a person very kind, compassionate, loving. Now this is not shown. In the movie this is not shown, all this thing. That how religion properly, if it is followed, can influence. Of course, during Prabhupada's time, this is another very famous thing. It happened in Chicago. You know that Chicago is known for violence. And the violence was scaling to this height that the police could not control. So they had to call the military. So in this state, the lieutenant of Chicago, he observed that many drug addicts and people, criminals, they are joining ISKCON and their lives are getting transformed. So he got this idea about, we are not able to control criminals. Maybe ISKCON has got a solution. So he went and met Prabhupada that this is a problem. Do you have a solution for this? In Chicago, crime is just rising like anything. Of course, Prabhupada has a solution. Obviously, he is an acharya. You know, he is the person who is like this. In every situation, he will speak wherever. He says, yes. He said, just 2 things. Just give us 2 things. He said, you give us some place where we can do kirtan and give us some facility to provide prasad. Now this lieutenant, for him, this is a big culture shock. He didn't know how is this going to solve the crime rate. So he said, no, Swamiji, that is not possible. It is not practical. How can you do it? So he wanted some solution. But the solution was the same. Distributing prasad and Harinam Kirtan, and Prabhupada did that. So in Kali Yuga, of course, as I said, it may appear with this type of, you know, bombardment, anyone making an attempt, it's like carrying a lamp, and it's like a storm, it's a big challenge, especially today, the day, TV has actually taken the position of a guru. Guru is a person whom we accept, no? Guru says, absolutely, right. But now it is TV. Whatever said the TV says, it's right. Because TV is so powerful, it has taken that position. But still, to that same media, TV, same media, as it is said that if you want to remove one thorn, you have to take
another thorn. But there is one danger in that. If you get into TV, internet, there is one danger that there are so many other things you can get caught up in. So just to go to remove one thorn, you use another thorn, there is a danger that you may land up with two thorns. Instead of one thorn, there will be one more thorn now. So powerful media, the same media is used. But similarly, in Chicago, this was violent, but in the same place, Chicago, we all have heard that one of the greatest forest fire which took place, what was in Chicago. And you know, how did it start? How was the forest fire start? Not the one which started with friction of branches. This started a lady far off in her cottage. She was milking the cow. And there was a lantern behind the cow. And she was milking the cow and the cow just kicked the lantern and the dry hay caught fire and the fire started spreading from there and it just went miles and miles and miles and miles and in days so large areas of Chicago was burned to ashes. So why I'm saying is that everything starts with small thing. So same thing is, the prediction is that Prithvi Tyachalati Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Pracharahoi. So it's going to happen. But everything starts with small thing. So you are doing it. People who are completely dedicated in their preaching mission, taking all difficulties, going out. Many times it may be very discouraging. Will this happen? My God, see the power of Kali Yuga, you know. Very discouraging, but everything has started in a very small way. Prabhupada said, I just one man, an old man from India, I came and did it. This is what Prabhupada is saying. I'm just an old man, one person. So similarly, whether it is through this or that, little one steps, it can also cause a big forest fire. And most of the revolutions in the world have taken place through very small things. Whether it is communism or, you know, French Revolution or something like, usually small pamphlets. You know, the pamphlets are freely distributed in the streets, in the restaurants, in the saloons and all. And people start reading. And the more same thing what you read again and again, it becomes fixed. And they overthrew the emperor, they brought a revolution. So that is there. How it is going to happen, we don't know. So we all have an opportunity to either witness or take part. Take active part. But this is going to happen. It's already predicted that this is going to happen. And so speech is one thing which we should be careful about. It's very difficult to practice. But at least keep talking about it. So at least keep talking about this, that, you know, how dangerous it is, unnecessarily talking. So Prabhupada says in his Vaishnava Qualities book, very nice, he concludes by saying, every devotee, before he takes rest, he should recollect the whole day what he did, how much prajalpa he did, where did he speak unnecessarily, how much damage he caused. So it is something to, we don't do that, I don't do that, but something, and we don't even remember what you have done whole day. So the power of urge is there, that same urge can be used nicely by causing a beneficial effect in other person's life. This is what is the message we have a few minutes if anyone wants to comment on this subject. Yes, Rajbihari Prabhu, anything? We are here to just inspire and feel very nice for all the services you people are doing, especially the preaching work. It is going on all over. It is not an easy task. Big challenges. So that's what is Kali Yuga. But there is so the same media, internet, television. I think Chaitanya Charan Prabhu is all planning some through the media how to propagate, because what is shown on TV is accepted. Very powerful. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.